Hey, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here, your favorite podcast host of Listen, Bitch. Welcome to Microdose Monday. It is always my favorite conversation because this is literally a part of my life. Okay. Literally a part of my life. I microdose 4 days a week for, a couple months at a time. And then I take a little bit of time off, and I'm always happy to come back to that. And I help coach other people on their journey. I help you find psilocybin in your area. Okay. There's a lot of places where it's decriminalized that we don't know about. I do appreciate your help for everyone that has looked at the links I've shared and gotten in touch with your local people to make sure it's on the ballot at, a county near you to decriminalize it everywhere. We should have a natural right to plants. And here's the thing. I'm going to be honest. The government doesn't want us to heal naturally. They don't want us to be able to find answers, medicine, help, support. They don't want us to find that naturally because there's no money in that. So how can they monetize this so that it benefits them? That's what they're thinking about. We don't care about that right now. And I guarantee you getting psilocybin is not on their radar. Like, the DEA is not after that. They literally say that ship has kind of sailed. They understand. They're after bigger things. Okay. We do have a huge problem with prescription pills, everybody buying the pills and then selling them. And the problem with fentanyl and just, the regular bullshit. Okay. So they're kind of focused on other things. I can help you get started on your journey. I will coach you on, how to set your perfect dose because it's not the same for everyone. There's a general place where we start. Some people have to take a little less, some people take more, and I talk about the experience and what to expect. And this is something, you guys, when I microdose, I don't feel it. I feel it, but I don't feel it, okay? I am someone who genuinely I cannot stand anything that makes me not feel like myself or just even feeling something outside of myself. I cannot smoke weed. I just can't do it. I freak the fuck out. I don't understand how people do this and enjoy that experience and they want to do it every day all over again. I cannot relate. Anything that makes me feel out of sorts, I'm not having a great time. So if you're someone who is like, oh my God, I can't take anything, I don't like any of this stuff, I'm with you. So I can attest to the fact you will not have like this crazy experience with a microdose. I've not done the hero's dose, so I can't really speak on that, but I do know what I take is such a minimal amount that you aren't going to feel it. There is a sense of, I guess I call it the warm hug. Just a whole different sense of being plugged in and connected, a sense of belonging, a sense of everything makes sense all of a sudden. It's kind of like I come back into focus. There is no more cloudy brain. There is, a sense of empowerment, a sense of wholeness. Like, how many of us are just walking around feeling like half a person all the time? Like, we're completely lost. And I want to talk about that today. I want to talk about what to do when you're feeling lost outside of microdosing. I want to help you understand you're exactly where you're meant to be. So we'll talk about that a little bit. But as far as psilocybin, this isn't just about my experience. There's people doing it all over the world. There are so many tests and studies being done. What it's doing, I haven't science geeked out on you guys for a little while, but it is creating new communication waves in your brain. And this shows up, okay, when they're testing people, they're monitoring the brain waves, the brain activity. You're having new connections, okay? I follow Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's an incredible human. His books are amazing. I recommend all of them. He has brought together the world of God and science, where there is a huge acknowledgement that we are spiritual, we are multifaceted, multi-dimensional beings. There was a point where they said that brains could not be repaired, but they're literally repairing themselves. And so when you combine that self-healing, when you're getting into your mind and you're getting connected with God, you're bringing a level of healing. And I feel like bringing in that psilocybin is just another way for us to stay connected. It's another way for us to just have our brain naturally communicate in new areas of focus. You guys get into this rut, okay, like the hamster wheel, and your body starts going on repeat, even if it's an experience that you don't like, because you're so focused on it, you can't get yourself out of it. Your body, your brain thinks that this is what you want. You want to wake up every day and freak out and have anxiety. You want to wake up every day and be stressed. You want to wake up every day and be reactive. Then it's like, you know, your kids on a sled. You ever take your kids on a sled, you're going down a hill and it's like they keep going in the same track. And then it just forms a whole trail. And no matter what, if you just go next to that trail, you're somehow going to end up back on it. That's what your brain is doing. It is you functioning in default mode. Everything's on default. So if you could bring yourself to this awareness of understanding, you can create new pathways for your brain to communicate. You can live a totally different life. You can get outside of where you are and you can have new ways of responding. It's a new perspective for me because I'm no longer reactive. I'm not just going down the same slope every single time. And you even, I know you've caught yourself in this awareness of like, oh my God, I'm doing this again. Why do I always do this? And people have said that to me. I just keep always doing this because you have trained your brain. Now we have to untrain it. So we start to unravel all these tangles and we kind of wipe the snow hill clean. You get a clean slate. And when you are microdosing, you have this clean slate, but you have this awareness of understanding, okay, well, this is what I want to do. And I'm empowering myself to make this choice, and you change your perspective. It's like a very just natural, it just naturally creeps up on you where suddenly you're not doing things you used to do. You're not reacting the way you used to react. You have a whole sense of being. And with that, I think because of microdosing, I have this whole incredible level of confidence of knowing this is the right way. And I feel like we feel lost and we think that's, you know, a sign that our life is on the wrong track. I don't think it's necessarily the wrong track. I think it's been the same track over and over and over. Now you're here, you're stuck, you're feeling like your life lacks meaning, that your future is uncompelling, and it's a great time right now to look at yourself. And that's what microdosing does for me. It's like a fucking mirror where I can look, and it's a season of just learning a lot about myself. And getting unstuck, getting, you know, myself out of that tornado of emotions and reactivity. Make a list of things you want to see in your lifetime, okay? Sometimes people are getting so lost because they don't have something to look forward to. And you can change that by making that list, by getting your journal out and talking about things that, you know, you want to see in your lifetime. Maybe you want to go watch, you know, Notre Dame play. Maybe you want to visit the Great Wall of China. Maybe, you know, you want to go to the Grand Canyon. Maybe you want your naked cats to have a litter of kittens. Write these things down and don't be bashful. Don't be bashful. With or without psilocybin, you can get your life unstuck. Joe Dispenza helps with that a lot, okay? He absolutely does. I do think that, you know, I'm not meant, my relationship with God, I had to be reined in. I'm not meant to go into this crazy deep meditation where I'm just not even on earth anymore. I've had that experience and I don't regret trying it. I just know that that wasn't meant to be my focus. I needed to be a present human in this human experience, in this body, in this life with my feet on the ground, 100%. Psilocybin grounds me, but it's not impossible. If you're not ready for this, if you're like, no way, I am not psilocybin deficient, I could do this on my own. Make the list. Look at things that you want to do that get you outside of this present current moment. Make a list of the things you want to see and then progress that to something that you want to do. Maybe you want to learn to play the piano. Maybe you want to learn to build a business or to paint. Maybe you want to go zip lining. So start setting goals of things you want to see and something you can do in the next 6 months. Get out of that. Revisit old dreams. When we were kids, and God talks about this all the time, get back to what it was when you were a kid. We were just meant to have fun. We were meant to play and have fun. That's what a childhood was meant to be. And maybe you got robbed of that. Some of us did. Some of us had to grow up really fucking fast and we missed that. But I look in my kid's face and I see what it is to be a kid and have fun. You're supposed to have fun. Revisit those old dreams and goals you had when you were a kid. Maybe you want to be an astronaut or fucking have a llama farm. All of a sudden, you grow up and your plans get all realistic and blah, blah, blah. Or maybe it just genuinely doesn't interest you. But I want you to rekindle that enthusiasm you had for whatever that was by revisiting some of that that you wanted when you were a kid. Why did you abandon those goals and dreams? I mean, I wanted to be an actress. I know 100% I'm not selling my soul to go to Hollywood. Okay. Some of that changes, but I wanted to be a writer. I did that. I wanted to be a published author. I did that. I wanted to have a podcast. Hey, bitch. So maybe the reasons that you wanted this, they're not valid anymore. Maybe they were never valid in the first place. I mean, I always dreamed of having horses, and I'm going to be honest, there's no way I would dedicate the time that they need for the quality of life that they deserve. I wouldn't do that. So I wouldn't selfishly go get, you know, horses. That dream has changed. It's not valid for me anymore. So I want something different. But if you get outside of what you're doing every day, you stop feeling lost, you stop feeling stuck, and then you show your brain these new experiences are safe and they're fun. And then you start getting addicted to having those new experiences. And then you become, you know, addicted to this growth, addicted to what's new and what's different instead of being afraid of it. Your feelings are not unusual. Like that feeling stuck or feeling overwhelmed, your current mental state is quite common. No matter where you are right now, it is very common. How many people make the right choices consistently? I think every adult I've ever met and had a conversation with, they wish they could go back and choose a different career. And that includes, you know, very successful entrepreneurs who started in a different way, doctors, lawyers, business owners. Mistakes just pile up. And then all of a sudden, it just looks like the grass is always greener somewhere else. You are just in the human experience. And now at your current point, you aren't lost. The next part of your experience is to work through it. Psilocybin has given me time where it's given me time. That's it, time. We become a slave to time and it ends up controlling us instead of us understanding that time is just in our imagination. Everybody gets 24 hours in a day. So why do you see some people utilizing that and becoming very successful and other people talking about, I just don't have time. I don't have time. I can't do that. You're setting limits on yourself. What limitation is holding you back today? You have a lot of control over your situation. You have a lot of control over your situation. It's easy to feel hopeless, but you have choices available to you. And it's not about the fact that you're scared. It's about being brave enough to choose one and run with it. You're not going to mess up. There's no mistakes. The only thing that really brings failure in our lives is not doing anything. So where are you failing? Where are you failing? And I want you to understand that the only reason it's a failure is because you're not doing shit about it. If something isn't working, you just reshape it. It's not a failure. It's a lesson. It's an understanding of like, oh, so this doesn't work. Let's keep going to find what does. Find that limiting belief because there's plenty of things you want to do. You just don't think you can. You're probably thinking you're just too old. You're not smart enough. You don't have the money. You don't have the education. The list goes on. And the world around us is not helping any of this because they will tell you that because you're not educated, that they're smarter and far superior and they should make your choices. They should control you. That's not true. Feeling lost is synonymous with lacking direction. Find a new direction for your life. That is something that psilocybin has done for me. It's given me the insight and the connectedness to find that direction, to stay on the path, most of all, to stay on the path. there isn't immediate results here. There isn't, you know, a microwave mentality. It's just time and I'm enjoying the experience. I don't know where I'm going to be in a year, but today I'm recording podcasts. I'm doing what I love to do. And the direction is to grow that. And it's just about enjoying the experience as I do it. So find some things you want to do and see. Start making plans that interest you or excite you. And when your mood is lifted, you're going to see the world with new eyes. With or without psilocybin, you can make this happen if you're willing to take off the limitations. If you're willing to understand, I can change my life. I can take responsibility for where I am. I can learn to be a part of the experience and in the moment rather than being reactive and just shut in. It's survival mode, and we're not here to just survive. We're here to experience and love and endure and feel. Even when those feelings aren't always everything we desire, there's always a time where we can come back to the ones we do. 100%. You're choosing this experience. You're choosing your perspective. Who do you want to be? And if you are just in this mental state of feeling hopeless, you know, feeling helpless, and you just are affirming your identity as someone who can't get past this, you have to believe you can change your mind. You have to believe that you can get off of that path. You have to believe that you can get out of that cycle. So let go of that self-doubt. Stop trying to keep yourself limited to your own limitations. And don't always expect things to work the way you want them to work. And if it doesn't work your way, you think it doesn't work at all. But it does. And with microdosing, I promise you, if you stick with it, you're going to see that you are creating new conversations in your brain. You're going to feel less depressed, less stuck. You're going to feel more connected to the world, more connected to your family, more connected to your experience as a human. And you find time. You know that one day isn't going to make up for all the trauma and mistakes in your life. You understand that you are here for that human experience. And you're tired of feeling anxious and lonely. And you know that, you know, the things that Big Pharma want us to take aren't necessarily always for us. And that it's not about numbing it. It's about being able to jump into this experience, being able to just even have the energy to dream again, to have the energy to be the kid again, to have the energy to believe in what's impossible. Kids have no limitations other than the ones we set. And all of a sudden, we let other people have the power of these limitations over us. And we think we have to fall in line because that's kind of the hierarchy. But no, I want you to become that strong, independent, free-thinking human who's ready for the experience, who understands they can take direction. And you can heal your brain and your body with or without psilocybin. I'm just saying it makes it so much easier. So much easier. And it's not cheating. I think it's just a time hack. It's a time hack because I'm going to get there faster because I'm microdosing. I'm going to find my way faster because I'm microdosing. It's just going to take you a little bit longer, but you can still get there 100%. But why not get there faster? Why not get there faster? That's why we created airplanes, right? So it doesn't take us 3 days to get somewhere where it would take us, you know, 2 hours. Literally a 2-hour flight to Colorado, but it's a 24-hour drive to see my family. I'd rather be there in 2 hours and have more time to experience. So why not take the life hack and do the microdose and understand that every day you're going to unlock new cheat codes for this experience of life? Not one that bypasses everything we don't like, because there's still going to be a price to pay. Like for flying, how much time do I spend on the tarmac? I feel like I'm always stuck. There is a cost analysis benefit. So microdosing doesn't help you cheat the experience of, you know, things like feeling pain or, you know, feeling any emotion that isn't just joy and peace to us, feeling any kind of struggle. But what happens is now that I microdose, I'm able to visualize those feelings. And instead of becoming them, I just give them their space. I'm very frustrated when I hear people talking about controlling their feelings. You will see, and my fellow microdosers know exactly what I'm talking about, that it's not about controlling them. They just need some space. Like, emotions are like a five-year-old throwing a tantrum. You're not going to be able to control that kid. Okay. You've got to just let them feel their feelings. And then pretty soon they're over it. Like nothing happened. You see that, a kid throwing a tantrum, and all of a sudden after they're done, they're just done. They don't rethink it. They're not dwelling on it all fucking day. They're just done. And that's what happens. We're not dwelling on our emotions all day. That's it. I felt really pissed off for a minute. I got frustrated. I came back and it's fine. I didn't lose a whole fucking day. Right now, you're stuck and that's your lack of direction. You're lost because you're just feeling it all day and you're dwelling on it. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to wake up tomorrow and do the same fucking thing. Where microdosing for me, that's a life hack because I'm just feeling the emotion. If I'm sad, I'm going to be sad. As soon as I'm not sad, I'm fine. That's it. I'm not suppressing it. I'm not ignoring it. I'm not controlling it. I'm letting it do its thing. Let your emotions have their own little experience. They want their 5 minutes of fame and then they're done. Just like a tantrum in your kids. Once it's over, that's it. They're not stuck in the tantrum all day. Be like a kid. There are so many things that we can get from them. Go back to what it was to dream. Go back to what it was to not have limits. You'll do that faster with the microdosing. So if you need some help with that, reach out to me. You can message me on Facebook. That's probably the fastest. Literally, a lot of you bitches have my phone number. Text me. I will help you. I will help you. I will coach you through this process. You are not alone. You can ask me all the questions you want because I was there. I was very hesitant. I was very skeptical. And it took a long time for me to find real sourced, you know, good psilocybin. Okay. I've taken some shit that just was shit. And that'll happen. That will happen, but not with me guiding you, not with me directing you. I will make sure you are in good hands. And if you're like, you know what, I'm going to go at it alone, bitch. Well, I wish you the best. And my first piece of advice is, honestly, everyone asks me, where do you find it? Start with a weed guy. They know someone. Okay. Go to a weed convention. Go. You will find someone, okay? And then start from there. Start on your little bitty microdose journey. Once you get them, you can still reach out to me and I will help you with your experience on how much you should take, how you should take it, what you should take it with, how you should do, because it does all matter. It does matter. And I've been perfecting this process for 2 years now. And I still mess with it. I still find ways to tweak it and things to do, but I kind of always fall back on to where I'm at. So it's 4 days a week. I microdose and then 3 days off. And then eventually I get to the point where I take a couple weeks off and then I come back to it. So I love you guys. We're going to have an amazing week because we decide we are going to get off of the fucking hamster wheel. We are going to take responsibility for where we are. We're going to spend some time with ourselves. We're going to get back to what it is to dream. And we're going to take notes from kids because we can learn a lot from them. Okay. They are just out here enjoying the human experience, collecting things they like and they don't like. And then they create more of what they like. That's it. That's what kids are doing. It's amazing. And then adults are just fucking them up. Okay. So I don't want you to fuck them up. I want you to be more like them. Especially when you're raising them, get back to that point of, you know, you're not becoming the emotion, you're just experiencing it. And once you do, it's over. And then you're dreaming and there's no limitations. You can do or be anything you want. Is it really what you want? Get back to that. I love you guys.